God Has Planned Everything, Bible Students Courses, Course 1, Unit 8, Lesson 2, by Mark D. Vogt, All Is Out of Him, Romans 11:36. The idea that God has planned everything and has done all of this designing before the disruption of the world is offensive to a lot of believers. They assume that this teaching must be apostasy, and those that teach these things are themselves apostate, since this idea attacks the traditional understanding of man's free will. If it was true that man has free will, what are the implications? The most glaring result would be that the individual would labor under the impression that they have become their own sort of deity or God, that they are the captain of their own ship, and that they control, to a great extent, their own destiny. The common phrase, "God is my co-pilot," indicated this idea, that God is here to assist individuals in their pursuits. They envision themselves planning and manipulating the factors affecting their own lives in order to lessen chance impinging on their lives. Little do most people know that God has written out the story of each and every life, and that we are all following His script precisely in order to bring about His desired end. Psalm 139:16 says, "Your eyes saw my embryo and my days, all of them were written on your scroll. The days, they were formed when there was not one of them." Psalm 37:23 declares, "From Jehovah are the steps of a man, they have been prepared." So, not only were David's days written on God's scroll, but every human has his or her days written down before they were born. God decided where, during what time in history, to what parents, what race one would be born, what sex, male or female, and any number of factors which determine everything about the individual. See Romans 9, 19-23. God did all of this because history is His story, and each of our stories are a part of His story. We are all individual participants in this divine production, and God has written all of our individual parts for us, directs us, and produces each narrative which at the present time being played out on the planet. Does anyone really think that God would allow one person, let alone billions, to flail about on this earth, each one trying to carve out their own destiny? No, the truth is found in Proverbs 16:9. A man's heart, it devises his way, yet Yahweh, He establishes his steps. Individuals can think and plan all they want, but God is the one in charge. We should give thanks for this. God does a much better job at running our lives than we ever could do, because He is far more qualified for the task than we are or ever could be. And although at times our lives and the lives of others may look out of control, the plain truth of Scripture is that they never have been. Everything is right on track and headed to a glorious end for all. God, all in all.